This is not political. This is not religious. An open letter to the American people. My fellow Americans, I, Ernest Warren, will swear an oath on the Bible that the information contained herein is the truth. Approximately 30 years ago, an article appeared in Reader's Digest about a young physicist who was working in his laboratory one day when he accidentally isolated a phenomenal ray. He experimented and found that he could control the actions of a mouse when the ray was focused on the brain of the rodent. When the full potential of the ray was realized, it was turned over to the U.S. federal government, which in turn entrusted the ray to the National Science Foundation. After all these years, what have the federal scientists been able to accomplish with the brain ray? Did they finally focus the ray on the brain of a human guinea pig? I, for the past 11 years, have been the human guinea pig for the Federal Brain Ray Science Project and will state, under oath, that the brain ray machine can perform miracles. Following are some things it will do, and this merely scratches the surface. There would be no alcoholics, no drug addicts, and hardened criminals would choose to live honest, normal, useful lives. Many retarded people could be helped toward living normal lives again. Many crippled could walk in a normal way. Many blind could get their sight. I have been blinded and regained my sight so many times that I can't recall the number of times it has happened. The brain ray induced glaucoma to my eyes. The pressure and everything was present. I was treated for weeks with prescription medicine, and then the brain ray cured my eyes. The true claims concerning the brain ray could fill a book. I am under complete remote control by the brain ray machine. The federal scientists know my every thought, every action, every conversation. They see what I see. They hear what I hear. Every night when I am sleeping, I see a short movie in my brain.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
In the latter part of the 20th century, we human beings on this planet Earth were being watched, our every move carefully scrutinized, and not just by our governments. Others were watching. Where were they from? What did they want? Does it really matter anymore?
We have our signal back, so let's go down to Coach Grover Mills' post-game locker room show, already in progress.
Coach, who do you think played well in today's game?
I don't know if anybody played well in our side, Bob. I'm just going to have to take a look at the films. And
what about these reports that your wife was sleeping with the players while you were out recruiting last year?
Oh, I don't know about that. We're going to have to take a look at the films before I make any judgment on that. Okay. Well, what was that?
Here.
A huge glowing cylinder has landed on the football field, just barely missing the band. People are running and screaming. It's utter pandemonium down there.
Boy, those college kids sure will think of some.
Should the brain ray machine be real, then there are two logical questions to be asked. First, why was I chosen to be the human guinea pig for the project? There is no apparent answer. There is one incident in my life which could qualify me for the role. Many years ago, I worked for an exclusive club, which was located in a large city in the Southwest. I had an outside project going that needed financing. I asked some club members for help and received none. I decided to get even by pretending that I was a communist. I was young and didn't realize what I was doing. The FBI jumped all over me and ended with my being recorded in Washington, D.C. as a communist suspect. The federal agents know that in my entire life, I have never, to my knowledge, ever been acquainted with a communist.
We seem to have lost our signal from the stadium. In the meantime, let's join the Real World Network and the Drew Mello Love Show. in progress.
Hi, I'm Drew Mello, and this is The Love Show. I'm very deeply pleased that you could be with me tonight. I hope I can transmit a little happiness your way while you're tuned in. Gee, how about the weather? Isn't it something? I haven't seen much of it recently myself. Seems like the only time I'm outdoors is getting into and out of my car. Maybe I should do that more often. Oh, well. And we'll be right back with our first song after this.
Excuse me, what do you think about nuclear energy?
Well, I think that they ought to shut down all the atomic power plants and then, you know, turn them into discos so people can go out and dance and have a good time. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Well, stop thinking and get on down to Studio X, Atomic Disco Lounge, formerly Brown Ferry's nuclear power plant, the hottest spot around.
You'll love our huge million-dollar electrified dance floor, guaranteed to keep your feet moving. In fact, you love everything at Studio X so much, you won't even notice your skin turning green from radiation.
Especially not after you've become wasted in our storage dump bar, featuring mixed drink specials every week.
Nothing even come close to Studio X, man. Nothing dares to come close to Studio X.
Pete and Ernie and the entire skeleton crew invite you to come on out to
Studio X, Atomic Disco Lounge, where when we say freak out, we mean it.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop.
The second question would be this. When did they focus the ray on the brain of poor old Ernest Warren? Again, I offer a possible explanation. 8 years ago, I was working in a cotton mill in Gastonia, North Carolina. My shift supervisor told me to have my eyes examined for glasses. I went to the doctor's office, and he took me into a semi-dark room, and there was a barber chair in the middle of the room. I was told to sit in the chair, which I did. The doctor left the room.
They said they would fix it, so no one would believe me. I ever tried to tell the truth.
I was leaned back in the chair, and this man worked with the gadgets for about 3 minutes. The chair was straightened and the metal helmet removed. The man left the room, and the doctor returned and gave me an examination for glasses.
We interrupt your local program for a news bulletin from the Real World Network. Tonight there have been numerous reports of bright metallic objects flying through the night sky above North America. In Jacksonville, Florida, police report seeing 10 flashing lights streak across the sky earlier this evening. In fact, most of the sightings have occurred over Florida and California, but a few have been reported over the North Atlantic and as far away as Australia. So far, none of the objects have landed or caused damage, but government officials are now meeting to discuss the situation. That's all we have up to this point on a story that seems almost like Chicken Little hysteria. We'll keep you abreast of any new developments. For Real World News, I'm Ed Stubbs. We now return you to your local program.
Dedication. Time for the dedications. Dedications. Ah, yes, the dedications. These are for Baby, I'm a Want You, Vanessa from Brent, Bob from Alice, Vanessa from Doug, Sarah from Lee, Vanessa from Don, Baby I'm a Want You for Mimi, from You Know Who, for Angela and all the Foxes, or is it Fox Eye at Liberty Lobby High School? Oh, what?
Once again, we interrupt this program to bring you an update on the astounding events of the past few hours. During this time, brightly colored objects have been sighted by millions of people all over the United States and Canada, with unconfirmed reports of sonic booms and streaking lights coming in from Central Africa and Australia. So far, no damage or even... just a moment. Ouch, that's hot. This just in, electricity is out in much of northern Florida. Ham radio operators say several bright, shiny disks have been circling over the city of Orlando, Florida, and the power company's generators have developed numerous problems. Oh, my. This from New Delhi, India. Citizens report flashing lights and loud sounds in the afternoon sky. I believe, yes, we are now able to bring you an interview with Dr. Roy G. Biv, head of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, and real-world correspondent Donna Hugh.
Thank you, Ed. This is Donna Hugh here at JRL with the noted scientist and Howitzer Prize-winning author, Dr. Roy G. Biv. Dr. Biv, what the hell's going on?
Well, we really can't say what these objects are until we get more information to feed into our computers. But based on what we do have at this time, I would guess that they are A, actual craft piloted by beings from another world, or B, robot probes sent by beings from another world, or C, a hoax cooked up by 50 million people who just want to have a little fun. I'm sorry, Donna, that's my pager. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, while we're waiting, let's go to Chicago and correspondent Corey Smith.
I'm in the bathroom, Donna.
Well, let's go back to the real-world news center and Ed Stubbs.